This podcast is brought to you in association with SellerAmp, sourcing analysis simplified.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to what? The last Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show? I'm your man. What more fitting to be in the kitchen while the washing machine's on in the background, while it's half term, while we've got four kids in the other room playing on their iPads so dad can come on here and talk at you lot for 20 to 30 minutes. It's been a thing, isn't it? It's been a thing. And before we get into it, look, where we have grown this from to what it is now, it's a thing that I can look back on with such reverence, with such gratitude, with such love, because I have said this from the top to the bottom, it is hands down the thing that's got me from where I was to where I am, this podcast. And we're going to pick the bones out of it today. Look, first of all, thank you to our sponsors. Yes, sponsors, right? Actual sponsors, SellerAmp SaaS. They're not just a small sponsor either. They're a massive international firm that support me, support this podcast, and understand the mutual benefit of supporting this podcast and being its sponsor. SellerAmp SaaS is the best sourcing analysis software for your Amazon selling journey. That's not a line. That is the truth. And it's a bit of kit that I use all the time. Yes, I still do Amazon. Surprise, surprise. I still do Amazon. Of course I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about it. And you know me well enough now that if I did quit Amazon, I would tell you. But I haven't, because I don't. I believe in it. Well, where do we go? What do we talk about, right? How do I wrap this thing up? Because it started with a need to start talking properly about what I do. I was building a YouTube channel. I managed to get YouTube to a point where it was paying me, right? You've got to hit a certain quota. And I can't even remember what it was. Something like 1,000 followers. Is it 4,000 hours worth of watched footage? And that was building up nicely and bubbling up, and it was paying a little bit, but it wasn't enough, because me sitting at a desk talking alone for 30 minutes is never engaging enough for a YouTube channel. And when you see the numbers start dwindling, it started getting disheartening. So I thought, right, how can I do this in a way where I can actually talk about my journey week on week on week and hopefully inspire others? And it was when Claire's good mate, Robin, if you came to the roadshow, you know exactly who Robin is. Robin came along and she talked about podcast kit, and she had this microphone, and she said, why don't you get going on a podcast? I'll do your voiceover. I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. And the way I do things is, once I've got an idea in my head, if I don't do it there and then, I won't ever do it. So Robin didn't come back with a microphone for a couple of weeks. But what I did do is I just recorded the first one on my iPhone with my old headphones. You've seen them, the ones that plug into your ears, the ones that I'm usually on Zoom calls with. And I recorded it on there and I just talked for 15 minutes. Well, you go back and that is still my number one rated episode. Incredible. And all I did do was talk about how I got from the journey from when I started with £200, what led me to the start of the podcast. So I started this podcast with a view to document things. And then I realized quite quickly it was a marketing tool. So what better way to do it than to talk to the people that was involved in my Amazon mentoring who had started their Amazon journey? I wanted to get things off the ground to help people build their personal brand. People like Jamie and Tara, who for whatever reason no longer do Amazon anymore. And I really thought they were going to. I mean, Jamie's a different conversation. Jamie passed away unexpectedly last January, and I think about him all the time. Tara's moved to TikTok shop, and she's not the only one to have done that, is she? Let's be honest. So no problems there. She's still grafting. She's still making things happen for her. But then we also got Steve on, because Steve was running the mentoring with me at that time. And we started building this up. What I did do is I understand the value in production. And look, any of you that want to start a podcast, because now, look, there's a gap. I really recommend that some of you go out there and start doing this podcast. Release it on the Thursday, because people are now expecting it, right? Personal branding, production value. I might have been on my phone and I might have had headphones with a crappy microphone that I was talking into, but I understood that I needed to put that through software to make the audio sound crisp. And I went and researched and I did that. I still use that software today, by the way. Then I also knew that I needed a banging intro. I had a voiceover from Robin and I needed something that could blend in, because what annoyed me is that you would always have an intro bit and it would just stop dead. And then there'd be, hello, welcome to the podcast. Boring, right? You can't have that blank space. So I knew I needed a banging bit of music, and I based it on Jet. Do you want to be my girl? Ding, 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 ding. I knew I needed that. So I found a bit of soul, what is it? Stock music that had that sort of bit. And then this bit of software I was looking for, it blended my voice in to the end of that music. So it was seamless. I also knew that I needed a sponsor for the first one. Now, you know what I think of Arborsource. I love Arborsource. Callum, who runs Arborsource, is such a fantastic guy. I wanted to help him and I wanted to give him a platform. So I reached out to him and I said, do you want to sponsor the show for free? No money at all, but it gives gravitas to my podcast straight away. People are going to listen to it, go, hang on a minute, that podcast is banging. The voiceover is banging. He's got a sponsor. What is this all about? See what I mean? Production value. When in reality, it was me up in one of the kids' bedrooms on a crappy microphone because of the soft furnishings around there trying to reduce the echo. That was the truth. Then I ran it through Alitu, A-L-I-T-U, Alitu, to spruce up the audio and then published it that way. That was the episode that got things going. And then with all of the stats that you read, 99% of podcasts fail after 3 episodes. You just stop posting. And I've got friends that started podcasts that stopped several times. I thought, I have to continue doing this. So how can I make life easier for myself? Number one, make them less than 30 minutes. Has to be. You don't want droning on and on and on and on and on. It's got to be less than 30 minutes. Number two, if you're interviewing someone, break it into 2 bits. So you interview them for an hour, that's 2 episodes. Because on those interviews, I'm talking for about 10 minutes. Easy work, right? Make life easy. Make it convenient. Make it fit what it is you're doing. But before you know it, my God, it took off. It took off. Now, I'm under no illusion, right? The Facebook group I've got, we were about 7,000-8,000 at that point. My TikTok, I had grown a fairly loyal following, especially on my YouTube. If I went, here's my new podcast, bang, I knew it was going to get good traction. We hit number 13 in the charts on my first episode. Amazing. But it got the ball rolling. And then I interviewed Jamie and Tara. And then I interviewed a couple of others. And then at that point, Luke and I, we were already close friends because of his Amazon selling. Luke came on and he was also running a podcast from his YouTube. So he interviewed me, I interviewed him. And at this point, I had a fairly decent network through the Facebook group. So I could reach out to Facebook people and say, come on, come on the show. Callum himself came on the show. And before you know it, I've got people reaching out to me. I can come on your podcast. Des, can I come on your podcast? And at the time, I was turning over like 4 figures in a year on Amazon. You know, I was still only like £700-800 into the challenge, maybe a bit more than that. I can never remember off the top of my head. But either way, people that were 5, 6, 7 figure sellers on Amazon were coming to the table. Look at some of the names we got. Tom Parkinson, Natalie Cromie, the Honest FBA Boys. And then I realized that through my social media, I had a gaggle of people that were roughly on the same following as me, maybe some a little bit less, but still 20 to 30,000 followers that I could reach out to who had never been on a podcast before, who were freaking awesome at content creation. Kamal and Shay, the Honest Amazon FBA wholesale guys. Unbelievable. Great guys. Great guys. And then as the audience started coming through and I started looking at the data, I realized, hang on a minute, I don't need this to go on YouTube. An audio one is enough. So I focused on the audio. And I always knew as well that I wanted to branch out from just Amazon. Because there are loads of podcasts where it's just Amazon sellers. Great, right? Great. Some of them are so inspiring. I mean, look at Ryan a couple of weeks back. The investor, RAOA Books, private label, the lot. His stories were unbelievable. But I also knew that I wanted to branch out. So then I went and spoke to Jamie. I also spoke to Helena. And then Lisa. And by this point, people were coming through my training and were seeing success. So I was interviewing successes from my training. And it was all self-fulfilling. Now, what was so lovely is that I was watching these people who had less followers than me. And then they were growing into having more followers. And they were putting clips of my podcast on. And it was growing and growing and growing. And then around about December, I did an end of the year. Bloody hell, can you hear my dog? Bruno, stop it. I'm going to keep that in. At the end of the year, I did an Ask Me Anything and I put it in my Facebook group, right? Who's got questions for the Ask Me Anything? And I was on Telegram at the time because we were running a lot of our mentoring out of Telegram, and I put it in there as well. And these questions came through, were amazing. And then wallop, bang, it went off, flew up the charts. I did two episodes of an Ask Me Anything, and it went up and up and up and up and up and up. Truth be told, I just didn't have any guests for Christmas time. So I thought I'd throw out an episode where I can answer questions. And that's when we overtook people like Rob Moore, Simon Squibb, and people started paying attention. I was getting emails from people all over the world. I want to come on your podcast. I had a group called the Titan Network. This group, they said, can we come on your podcast and we'll give you access to our program? That's $10,000 a year to be part of that program. I even had to message a couple of people saying, are these people legit? This is ridiculous. And then I reached out on LinkedIn and I said, look, this is what we're doing. We're beating you. I'm running it from my kitchen. Come and have a look. Come and speak to me and I'll show you where you're going wrong. And Rob was the one that said yes. So before you know it, I'm traveling up to Peterborough and I'm interviewing Rob Moore. And I drove past his two Lamborghinis in his office, in my Kia Sorento that was in desperate need of a wash. And this was after the interview. And as he was walking out and getting into his car, I undone the window and went, see you later, Rob. Thanks for that, mate. He looked at me as if to say, that was the guy. That was the one that just interviewed me. With my roof rack on and the car seat behind the background. Oh, I love it. I love it. And then we just went on a roll and we found patterns. And it became something that I knew that I was ever proud of. Bloody hell. I mean, how could you not be? But what fascinates me the most is that I saw my status going up. And here I was, a guy that would still didn't have £100,000 to his name in his business, you know, been going on his business for a year and a half, but had millionaires reaching out to me saying, can I come on your show? And here I am, going up and up and up and up and up. And my status went up and up and up. And yeah, well, I've got the social media with the TikTok and I've got the Facebook group and blah, blah, blah. But nothing has put me on the map as much as this podcast. Nothing. It's the only way that I got picked up and went into the TikTok world. It started with me reaching out to Jack saying, mate, do you want to come on the podcast? He still hasn't been on, by the way. Well, it's too late now. It's done. Maybe in the next one. But me reaching out to Jack saying, mate, do you want to come on the podcast? He went, yeah, absolutely. But funny enough, I've got an offer for you. And that was how me, Jack and Luke started talking. Isn't it amazing? It was this podcast. And then we got going on TikTok. And then again, people, TikTok affiliates, right, let's get some TikTok affiliates on the podcast. And the joy in their face that they were able to come on and do a podcast. And again, this is how evolution happens. I interviewed Chris, and Chris is fairly local to me. So we went, let's hire a studio down in Brighton. Let's do it properly. And we went and done it in Brighton. We went and had a drink and he said, I want to do a podcast. And I went, right, let's do one. It was important that he wanted to do one on mental health in the construction industry. And it was only as we were looking for a studio that I found Ash, because Ash had a podcast studio. And we started talking and he basically went, well, why don't we all do a podcast, the three of us, on mental health and mindset and self-improvement? We're like, yeah, that sounds good. And before you know it, we're now in a podcast studio with me and these two boys, the Untold Podcast. And I get to continue living my dream. But only now I'm in a team of people in a studio with editors and marketers and merch. And we've got business plans on how we can actually grow it. So I can't be running two at once. And I believe in that one. And this one, I get to look back on and go, look what I did, because look where it's got me. And let's face it, look, if everything comes crashing down, it's not going to. It's not going to. That 1% chance, though, I can always come back. Look, I'm sitting here in my kitchen running this easily. It's nothing. It's not exactly hardship. It's a pleasure. But I just don't have the time anymore. And I'm splitting myself in two worlds and I can't be doing that anymore. And if I'm promoting one podcast and then promoting another and I've got my other road shows on the go, bloody hell, I just become a plug machine and I'm kind of getting a bit bored of doing that because I'm not really about the self-promotion in that way, am I? Feels like I have been lately. But it's just been an absolute roller coaster that only goes up. I mean, some of the people I met, Robin Waite, I can't say enough good things about this guy. I think the world of that guy. He's a business coach who literally emailed me and said, look, I want to sponsor you. I want to come onto your podcast and I want to drive down to Brighton to do it. I didn't know who he was at the time. And I looked him up. And then when I looked him up, wow, when I finally realized this guy is unbelievable. And not only that, the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And we rolled the red carpet out for him as well. So there's only three episodes, that I've done in person. The first one was Robin in Brighton University. The second one was Chris Stewart. And we did that in a podcast studio in Brighton. And then the third one was Hayden Davidson, who was running his own podcast. He still is, big pun. And we used his studio up in London and we interviewed each other for that. Only three episodes. This is what I'm saying. Look what can be achieved just from your kitchen. I've got a Yeti microphone now that costs about 100 quid. I've got my camera that I run it through, but you can do it on your phone. Most of the time, I don't even stick this on YouTube, as you're probably well aware. Then I'll take the audio file, I'll stick it through Ala 2, and it publishes it. That's it. It's like a 20-odd quid subscription each month, an 100 quid microphone. It doesn't have to be bells and whistles. I chart in the podcast charts every single week, but it's not about the metrics when it comes to a podcast. It's a passion project. But at the same point, when you are consistent, when you do it, you will become the podcast person. That's who I was. That's who I was for a long time. People knew me for the podcast more than my Amazon journey. It's only now that I've morphed to TikTok and people are seeing me as the TikTok agency owner, which I am, by the way, and what an agency. But the benefits this thing gives you, never in a million years, I'm looking at the clock now and I'm at 18 minutes. Never in a million years did I think that I could just sit down without any plan whatsoever, hit record and talk at you for 18 minutes. But I can do more than that now as well. I can stand on a stage for up to 5.5 hours and still not slip. That's not a brag, right? That's not look at me, look how wonderful I am. That's a learned thing from doing this podcast every week, sometimes twice a week, wasn't it? Do you remember? I used to sit in my car and talk at you. Again, not knowing what I was doing, just pressing record and talking. It's an incredible thing when you understand the confidence that gets born out of talking publicly, whether it's to yourself on a camera or whether it's into a microphone, knowing that it's going to hit hundreds and hundreds of people on a Thursday. But it got to the point where I was steaming drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning in Dubai, standing on a balcony, and I still wasn't stuttering. What? Isn't it lovely? And I know this is all very self-indulgent, but hey, it's my last episode of what has been a 2-year podcast. So come on, cut me some slack. So it has also enabled me to go on and do these roadshows. So my public speaking hasn't ended at all. If anything, it's going to get refined because now I'm doing it in group scenarios and I'm trying my best not to trample over the two boys because I'm fully aware that I tend to do that because I'm used to being the only voice. But at the same point, we go out on the road. And again, it's this podcast, it's this network. Look at everybody that's came on. Let's go through the Brighton one, shall we? Natalie Cromie, been a guest. Hayden Davidson, Steve Brady, all been guests. Al Colton, Callum Boyd, both guests. See? Then the TikTok shop ones. Jack, no, he wasn't. But we've had Ron and we've had Chris on as guests and Luke. Stacey, Jenna, and Gus were meant to, but of course we're coming to a close, so we're going to have to figure out how we should do that on a different way. Lydia, met her through the podcast. I reached out to her and said, do you want to come on the podcast? She's now a very good friend of mine. If I'm missing you, I'm very, very sorry. I don't think I... Oh, Amy. Yeah, Amy was another one. She was meant to come to the podcast. It fell through. That wasn't her fault. That was entirely my fault. All of it was born out of this. And we're moving on. Because even up in Manchester, the guests, we got Lisa Ebsworth coming. Decide us all, mama. No, sister. Between her and Amy, there's all sorts of relations. I don't know what's going on. She's coming through. She's been a guest on this. It's the perfect way to reach out to someone that you admire. Do you want to be a guest on my podcast? Bang. It's lovely. Because once you're in talking to them, you can become friends with them. And then you've got this network that you can lean on each other. When I was looking for a venue in Manchester, Lisa, I used to be an events organizer. Amazing. She gave me a short list of companies and brands to reach out to for venues. This is what a network can do. And what this podcast did, it gave me leverage. It gave me something to put on the table to people that I had no right to be talking to. Tom Parkinson said it best himself. I could drop a voice note to Tom tomorrow. Well, why not today? And ask him for some advice. And he would get back to me within a couple of hours, depending on what time zone he's in. Anyone else? 150 quid? I can't recommend doing this enough. You need to know what you're getting into. It needs to be a passion project. I love it. You need to have format. You need to give some thought to your production. Your intro, your outro, the interludes, all conscious thoughts. These things took a lot of time, a lot of planning, and a lot of effort to get in place. But a system like Alitu can really help you condense that. Look, I'm at 21 minutes now. I can put this into Alitu. I know there's a couple of little edits that I've got to do. At one point, I called the dog. I'm not entirely sure whether I'm going to keep that in or not. But that won't take long, and then it will upload and it will refine everything with the blocks of music in between. It's interesting as well, because it's also not got me into trouble, but we can talk about the lows. Exposure isn't always a good thing, especially with your day job. We'll leave that there. And also, there's been times where I've been up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, editing, ready to go. One point, I even had an editor, and it got sent back to me on the Wednesday night before it got released on the Thursday, and it wasn't good enough. But my mantra is an episode goes out every Thursday, no matter what. No matter what, an episode goes out every Thursday. So I was up till 2 o'clock editing the thing that had already been edited, and away we went so it could go out on the Thursday. It never felt like work. That's the thing. Even when I was angry at 2 o'clock in the morning, going, this is edited, I still actually enjoyed the actual process. And then when it comes to writing descriptions, you've got ChatGPT that can do high-ranking SEO content descriptions and things like that. But we're moving on. More public events. That if you haven't come to Manchester, come to Manchester. Because I won't be able to be this voice for you much every week to talk to you this way, unless you're in some of my communities, because I do a mindset call every Thursday in our Toctic agency. And I am there every Friday afternoon for a general social call, where I tend to talk about this sort of stuff anyway. So come and join that. It's a quid one-off, no monthly fees. Come and join the agency and get yourself to a roadshow. The next one's in Manchester on the 30th of May. I'm going to put the link down there so you can get your tickets. 35 quid. Listen, we have got all five of the FBA navigators. We've got Warren, who's been on the show. We've got Russ Britton, who's been on the show. We've got FBA Today, Ash. We got One Day FBA Jimmy, and we got Ricky Martin. Those five make up the Amazon FBA navigators. They are such good guys, and they can talk you through a journey from beginnings, including RA and OA, and the first time you set up your Amazon store, all the way through to scaling up to 6 to 7 figures. These guys have got the end-to-end journey. That is the Amazon FBA panel that we're running. Then we're running the TikTok shop. Now, down in Brighton, we had a lot of the guys that put Tick Marketing on the map. They are all coming back. We don't know in what capacity yet, but we're going to have some that can come up and talk on stage. But we're also going to talk about the people that Toctic put on the map, the people that Luke and I helped from day one. So we can talk about what's been achievable in the last 6 months. What's most important in this TikTok space is the sense of community and getting into a room with each other. That was the overriding factor that made people sit up and take notice of me in Brighton. The fact that I could put this event on and everyone could come together and realise that they weren't nutters that talked to themselves on a camera. They could talk to their friends about it. These weren't their friends from their real life who tend to look down on TikTok or you're embarrassed to talk about. This puts you in a room of like-minded people that support your goals and support the thing you're doing on TikTok shop. Then we've also got Lisa. Lisa talks about all things content creation. She's got a following bigger than mine now. She paid off all of her debt with side hustles and now runs a full-time business. She's coming through on a specific panel. There's a little surprise about that panel that I can't give away yet, but that's going to be worth it. Then we're doing a live episode of the Untold podcast. Me, Ash and Chris, we're sitting down with Lydia, who was amazing in Brighton, but she deserves her own time and her own stage. So she's going to be the guest on the Untold podcast. And we're going to be talking all things confidence, manifesting, and simple methods that you can put in place to improve your self-confidence. With all of this, right, every single one of those guests I've mentioned, you would be charged probably £100 for an hour of their time each. This ticket of 35 quid, oh, and by the way, it's bookended by me, and I'm going to be on stage interviewing these people. We are sponsored by Calidata on that. Best TikTok shop analysis software. It really is. It helps you find trending products. It helps you find trending scripts. We're going to have masterclasses on in the background running from Calidata if you're in TikTok shop to help you learn how to find trending scripts and trending products. And that's the Des Hamilton Roadshow in Manchester. Friday the 30th of May, we'll probably start around lunchtime. We'll probably finish around 6-7 o'clock, and then we'll go and do a social as well. And I think that is the best way to wrap up the show. I've given a history on what it was, where it got me, how it felt, the highs and the lows. And then, most importantly, what's next? Because the show doesn't stop. Come and catch me on the Untold podcast, but that will be released now every Thursday in place of this one. So your Des Hamilton fix doesn't stop, right? And come and see me on the road shows and the community. Look, I do so much talking, so much talking. This is just half hour a week that I'm knocking on the head for a bit. Come find me somewhere else, will you? That'll do. Listen, for those of you that have followed me on this journey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for making me the person that I am on here. Not just the bloke who can rattle off half hour without stuttering too much, but also the bloke that's found himself in networks well beyond his range, who now sits in there amongst them fully worthy. You've seen me go through that journey. I know I belong in that space now. I know that there's not many people that can sit and do this and build this podcast in the way that I have. I know there isn't. But that's on me, and that's my well done, Des, have a pat on the back, son, moment. So I'm in these circles now. This leapfrogged me into there, and it made me worthy of being there. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to do that. It's meant the world. All of your support, all of your questions, all of your feedback, it's built me up to be who I am, and it's built this show to be what it was. So who knows, every now and then, maybe I'll come back and throw the odd episode out. Because this is, after all, the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich show, and I'm still not rich. But I'm definitely not poor anymore. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks again. I said goodbye about 76 times. Ta-da.